The State House is moving on a package of bills to boost speed limits on some Michigan highways. MLive's Capitol reporter Jonathan Osting is here now. What would these House bills do?
They're similar to bills that were introduced in the Senate actually last year, but they would allow the Michigan Department of Transportation and the Michigan State Police to set speed limits up to 80 miles per hour on what they're calling rural access freeways. That term is sort of loosely defined, but basically MDOT and MSP would study roadways to determine what speed drivers are actually traveling now safely and try and set limits more closely reflect the reality of current driver behavior.
So that's the 85 percentile rule that it's called. Tell us how this works.
You know, most motorists tend to travel at speeds at which they feel safe, regardless of what the speed limit is. That's what traffic experts say. So the 85th percentile rule basically holds that you should set speed limits that reflect the speed at which 85% of drivers are already traveling. So if people, 85% of drivers are traveling 78 on a certain stretch of freeway, they're doing so safely, there's not a huge uptick on accidents in that section, maybe the speed limit should be closer to that 78 miles per hour.
So safety experts are saying slower doesn't automatically mean safer.
Yeah, well, that's traffic experts. I mean, the number of crashes isn't necessarily correlated with speed limits. However, I mean, it is fair game to say that the severity of crashes definitely can be impacted by speed. Obviously, a 90-mile-per-hour crash could be much more devastating than a 30-mile-per-hour crash. That said, over the past few years, cars have become much safer, and our speed limits haven't necessarily been adjusted to reflect that new vehicle safety technology either.
Well, as you mentioned, Jonathan, we know the Senate introduced a similar package. And at that time, there was worry. We talked to someone on stateside worried that these higher speeds would be allowed near neighborhoods and schools and such. Does the House version steer clear of raising speed limits on roads around there? Would it strictly be freeways?
The House bills mostly deal with freeways. However, it would propose a number of other changes to roadways, again, sort of focusing on this 85th percentile rule. You know, road agencies around the state are already supposed to use scientific studies when setting their speed limits, so this would sort of codify that and push them in that direction. However, the legislative package is primarily focused on highways in this instance.
What's the payoff here, Jonathan? Is it safety or just happier drivers because, let's admit it, most drivers are doing these speeds anyway?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. There's also an incentive to cut down on speed traps. Again, traffic experts say that, unreasonably low speed limits or speed limits which people just aren't traveling allow police to pick and choose their spots where they're going to set up and decide to target people in one area, even though people may be speeding in another area as well. So there's certainly an argument to be made for just overall fairness in addition to all the talk about safety.
What would it take now to get this thing through the House? Because I'm wondering, is there time in lame duck?
Yeah, well, that's the big question. There's 9 session days left in the House, including today's, and these bills are still in committee. This is definitely not at the top of the list for lame duck priorities. So a lot depends on what else happens in lame duck and how much time other debates take up, most notably a bigger debate about road funding.
And remind us what the status is of the package in the Senate.
Same thing. They haven't moved. Those were introduced earlier in the year and haven't moved. The House package was just introduced last month, and it's a little bit more robust. It's actually 5 bills instead of 2. So they're sort of taking some ideas that the Senate had proposed and putting them in a more robust package here that they hope will be able to win support and move quickly.
And if it doesn't move before lame duck ends, I suspect the backers are ready to just jump right back in again in January, right?
Yeah, exactly. The bill sponsor told me he's already prepared to reintroduce it if that needs to happen, but he is optimistic that there's still time to get it done this year.
Jonathan, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Jonathan Osting is the Capitol reporter for MLive.